This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 571,000 people have died now from COVID-19 globally. And the United States, it's more than 135,000. More than 13 million people have died, actually infected globally, and 3.3 million in the United States. Now, the White House is undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, who's been sounding alarms about spiking cases. Mr. Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic that has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his reelection chances. The resurgence of the coronavirus in the United States has now ignited fierce debates about whether to reopen schools, as global health officials warn that the pandemic will intensify unless more countries adopt comprehensive plans to combat it. Debate over the risk the virus poses was spotlighted in the state of Florida Monday after it shattered the record among U.S. states for the largest single-day increase with more than 15,000 newly confirmed cases. Hard-hit Miami pushed back against pressure from Governor Ron DeSantis and President Trump to bring students back to classrooms next month. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro ventured out of his office on Monday to feed birds as he recovers from the virus. He has said that he's doing very well after contracting the virus and credited an unproven drug for his mild symptoms. The diagnosis looks like it's done little to alter his position on the illness. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday rejected China's disputed claims to offshore resources in most of South China Sea, a move that Beijing criticized as inciting tensions in the region and which highlighted an increasingly testy relationship. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a statement said that China has offered no coherent legal basis for its ambitions in the South China Sea. The United States has long opposed China's expansive territorial claims on the South China Sea, sending warships regularly through the strategic waterway to demonstrate freedom of navigation there. France on Monday started restricting Chinese airlines to one passenger flight per week, saying that it was acting in response to curbs imposed by Beijing on French carriers. The French embassy in Beijing said that on its website from July 13th, Chinese companies will only be authorized to make one weekly trip. Discussions are underway between the two governments with a view to reaching a satisfactory solution. China's state aviation regulator, CAAC, did not immediately respond to the request for some type of comment. The French embassy said three Chinese carriers, Air China and China Eastern Airlines and China's Southern Airlines, were each authorized to make weekly flights from Chinese cities to Paris. It said that under a June 12th reciprocal agreement, Air France had been authorized by Beijing to carry out three flights a week to China, but that in practice, Chinese authorities had only allowed one Air France flight per week. Taiwan's main opposition party again occupied parliament on Tuesday to protest against the nomination of a close aide to the president to a top-level watchdog after fighting with ruling party lawmakers to get into the building. Violence and protest inside the chamber are not unusual in Taiwan. It's a spirited democracy where passions often run over. Last month's fights erupted inside the chamber after lawmakers from the ruling Democratic Progressive Party broke through barricades erected by the main opposition party, who had occupied it to protest against government tyranny. Naya Rivera, a singer and actor who played a gay cheerleader on the hit TV musical comedy Glee, was found dead Monday in a Southern California lake. She was 33. Her body was discovered 5 days after she disappeared on the lake, where her son Josie was found July 8th, alone on a boat the two had rented. He told authorities that she pulled him out of the water before he saw her disappear back into the water. Find more at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.